fires set by demonstrators in parts of Belfast have forced people to flee their homes after footage of a knife attack in the city on Monday night circulated widely online. Houses and vehicles were set alight as a number of anti-immigration demonstrations became violent. A man from Sudan is due in court later, charged with the attempted murder of a man in his 40s who's in a serious condition in hospital. Our Ireland correspondent Chris Page reports from Belfast.
The homes of several families from a migrant background were targeted near the Crumlin Road in North Belfast. Some were set on fire. In the east of the city, men wearing masks attacked houses close to the Lower Newton Ards Road. Footage shows a family being escorted to an armoured police van while homes burn in the background. A bus was also set alight. There was violence in Newton Abbey and Ballyclare in County Antrim and Portadown in County Armagh. Demonstrations were held in other places following the knife attack on Monday night. A 30-year-old man, who police say is Sudanese, has been charged with attempted murder. He's due to appear this morning.
Political leaders in Northern Ireland have criticised last night's violence. In a social media post, the First Minister Michelle O'Neill said groups of masked men burning families out of their homes was disgusting cowardice and outright thuggery. Jim Allister, an MP for the Traditional Unionist Voice Party, had this message for people involved in violence.
Desist, because not only is it wrong, but they are providing a total change of narrative which takes the focus from where it should be and gives government and others an excuse for not addressing the overburdening of these areas with migrants and not addressing the open border, which is the problem.
There were protests in other parts of the UK last night. Several hundred people gathered in Glasgow city centre and a smaller number in Edinburgh. Police were deployed in Southampton after demonstrators gathered outside a hotel that houses asylum seekers. The United States says it has completed a series of strikes against Iran, which has retaliated with drone and missile attacks. The US military said it had targeted radar sites and air defence systems in response to the downing of an American helicopter on Monday. This report from our North America correspondent, Peter Bowes.
President Trump had warned that the United States would retaliate out of necessity to the downing of the Army helicopter, which he believed was a deliberate act by Iran. The US response was swift. The military said it carried out self-defense strikes and that the operation was a proportional response to recent attacks on American forces and international commercial ships transiting regional waters. Iran was quick to launch retaliatory attacks with drone and long-range missile strikes, according to state media, targeting American bases in Bahrain, Kuwait and Jordan.
New plans of government to tackle illegal mini-marts, vape shops and barbers. This follows the BBC's investigation into links between such premises and organised crime. At present, trading standards in England and Wales can shut down shops for a maximum of 6 months. This is now being doubled to a year to allow more time to gather evidence and pursue prosecutions. A survey suggests the number of female rough sleepers in England is 10 times higher in some areas than is shown in official government data. The research was carried out by two charities last September. It found that more than 1,400 women had slept rough in the previous 3 months. Our social affairs correspondent Michael Buchanan reports.
Official government data indicates that around 15% of rough sleepers in England are female. This survey suggests the number is actually much larger. The researchers looked in places that the official count often misses, such as night buses, an accident in emergency waiting rooms. The charity said two-thirds of the women they found wouldn't have been included in official figures. The government say they were working with councils to support women into suitable accommodation.
Football and England will need to come through two rounds of playoff matches if they're to reach next year's Women's World Cup in Brazil. The Lionesses beat Ukraine 3-0 in their final group game last night, but missed out on automatic qualification after Spain thrashed Iceland.